with about the link have, the perspectives for the link have, but to look on the link have, the left party from Britain, I think some of the advantages we have with the link in Germany are quite obvious. I mean, just if you look at the postal workers' strike now and all the debates there about the political representation we also had the last yesterday and today. Postal workers, with, given the situation that they're now in the run-up to a national election, there's no mass party standing against privatization, against all the attacks in the preparation for the privatization. It's obvious that such a party is needed. And if you look from a British point of view towards Germany, there is, with the Linke, with the left party, a step in this direction. Or if we have now, as the leader of the BNP, Griffin, in the BBC, it's obvious that there is a need for a mass party, not only attacking him on moral questions, but to take him up on social questions, on class issues. We need a mass party to defend workers' interests in order to develop the debates and struggles on how to end the profit-driven system of cuts and job losses. Workers need a political weapon with which to struggle. So in most countries in Europe, at least, the old parties which claim to represent workers have now become totally pro-capitalist formations. And this means that this question of forming new workers' parties that struggle against capitalism has to come back on the agenda. So we saw different some new formations in Europe in this direction, that's in this direction. But when you look at the last European elections, we saw also some difficulties. We saw the NPA in France, which didn't reach really what was expected in this election and has not real momentum to grow now. Or we saw the difficulties in Syriza increase, which is now in crisis. So the exception of this result for such new formations in the direction of a new workers' party seemed to be Joe Higgins in Ireland being elected as a member of the European Parliament and the Left Party in Germany, which got in the European election a good result of 7.5%. But now in the last national election in September, 27th of September, they got 11.9%, which means more than 5 million votes. So this is just seems to be standing against the general trend in Europe and try to deal with the advantages, the possibilities which are given to the existence of the left party, the Linke, as well as some problems which appear also in this process. And if you look from the outside, from Britain, it looks more as a point of reference. Coming from Germany, I have more in mind what all the obstacles are and what we are struggling and what we are confronted as the SAV, the sister party of the socialists, this organization of the Socialist Party in Germany. So the left party is really looking from the inside, from Germany, it brought a lot of new possibilities to have more place to have debates, to have kind of network links of activists to struggle. We saw it in the last movements which took place in Germany after the crisis also hit Germany, and Germany, especially because of the dependence of German economy from exports, very sharp. There was a mood of activists to stand up and to say, no, we don't want to, we won't pay for this crisis. So there was an attempt to build on this, to show the anger, to organize demonstrations. There was there have been two national demonstrations in March, on the 28th of March this year, and there you could see the potential of the left party bringing together more of the activists. It was, unfortunately, the leadership did not really take up the whole momentum. It did not really campaign for this demonstration, but just the fact that you had the national organization with the left party bringing together the activists which developed out of class struggles, social movements in the last years in the left party. You had a network, you had the campaign inside the left party, and the left party leadership was taking up this demonstration and was supporting the demonstration, not as we would have liked it in really in deep in campaigns, but it supported the demonstration, and this helped enormously in Germany in this year, especially for this example with this demonstration to challenge the union leadership, which was in the run-up of the European election, in the run-up of the national election, really trying to hide behind the social democracy, which tried to avoid any demonstration, any movement against the social democracy at this point of time, still in a national government, and subordinate the unions under the under the policy of the social democracy. So this challenge had a quite effect to make these demonstrations bigger. 60,000 appeared on those two national demonstrations at the same time. So this only shows how there is the room the left party offers to have those debates, to have those links, and to challenge, especially inside the unions and also in social movements, the right-wing bureaucracy of the unions, and to struggle for a break with social democracy. But this is one trend, and I go a little bit more into details with it further on. But the other trend is also now what's happening now in Germany, that you have the left party, the leadership of the left party, orientating towards taking part in coalitions with the social democracy, governmental participation, and to make deals, concessions, only to be part of government. So at the moment, I think most of you will have heard of the student movement in Austria for free education. This had a big effect also in Germany. Now the first students in Germany took up the issue also, were demonstrating and went on strike at a university. In one place, this is in Potsdam, this is close to Berlin, this is the capital of the federal state of Brandenburg, around Berlin. The students also occupied their university. This takes place at the same time as the left party in Brandenburg is entering the federal state government, and they are now in deals with the social democracy, the STD, about what to do in the next years. And those students now occupying their university are confronted with a government which, in the run-up to the election in this federal state, where all the parties, the STD and the left party, think is that we will stand for free education, we will abolish tuition fees. And now, in what they sign with the contract for the coalition to enter the government, there's no speech about that. They keep the tuition fees, and the students now occupying the university, now connected with the Austrian students, trying to build up this thing. They speak about voter fraud, the betrayal of the left party, and really are come into confrontation to this, what the left party leadership does. This shows just want to give you a first image of how contradictory the developments are, what advantages the activists in the unions, activists of social movement, socialists, have with the left party, but on the other side, what obstacles develop now in the struggles taking place now. Another example now, I think you've heard about the demonstrations of the Opel workers in Germany, General Motors workers in Germany. Last week on Thursday, 10,000 workers ran out, went on strike, to protest against the failed deal with Magna and the new plan, or the plans of General Motors now be brought in again to cut 10,000 of jobs. So you also had the left party there taking part in those demonstrations of workers in the strike, be there, distribute your leaflet, and it was really good that they were there. But again, we had also the other side of the development, that the left party only took up the issues like they were presented by the union leadership, which stick to a very nationalistic view on it. They defended the deal with Magna because it looked like if more of the cuts would be just done in to the workers in other countries, not in Germany. So the left party also there subordinated itself under the policy of the union leadership and did not really take it up. So again, there we've got what's happening now in Germany. We've got very contradictionary situation with the left party, to express the anger which is in the society, especially in the working class, in the youth, but on the other side, to orientate towards this coalitions with the social democracy, the governmental participation with the social democracy and the Greens. So this is the struggle we are in, and where we just, as the SAV, the organization of the Socialist Party, where we try to use all the advantages and possibilities which are offered by the left party, but where the left party brings a lot of contradictions and problems also with it, I want to explain also in my lead-off. So just the question of this discussion was, where will the left party, how will it develop, what will happen in the future? But to answer this, I just want to make a few remarks on how it developed, where it came from. I think the biggest impact on the development of the left party came from the movement against the social democratic-led government under Schröder. Schröder became Chancellor in 98 with the SPD Green government, and especially in its second term after 2002, it implemented a lot of really heavy cuts called the Agenda 2010, including the Hartz-IV laws, the attacks on unemployed people mainly, cuts in the health service, attacks on unemployed, including to force them to accept €1 jobs. They increased the number of subcontracted workers really increased through the changes this government made to the law to allow subcontractor labor, this was really seen as a big blow against the workers and the workers movement. So the trade union leadership after Schröder announced all these plans, the trade union leadership kept very silent. They did very little to oppose it, and there was just enormous anger and no one taking it up. So out of this developed a movement from below with the first half a year after Schröder announced all these plans. There was a demonstration from below with 100,000 coming to a demonstration in Berlin on the 1st of November 2003, where we played a very important role, but which was really organized from below, including from below of the mainly the public sector union Verdi in Germany, and out of the attacks from Schröder, that developed this whole movement of Monday demonstrations, where mainly unemployed and workers in East Germany took up the tradition of '89 and restarted to demonstrate every Monday in a lot of cities against these attacks. Against Hartz IV, to stop it, where tens of thousands were included, and even in the smaller cities, to show the anger. Out of this movement, out of an increase in the class struggle, there were also some wildcat strikes, for example, at Opel, General Motors in Germany, took place. Out of this increase in class struggle and social movement, the need for the possibilities and the need for a new workers' party were more obvious. And in this situation in 2004, some more middle layers of the trade union took the initiative to form a new party. It was called WASG, Election Alternative for Social Justice, for Work and Social Justice. Which has quite a momentum dynamic to develop within 1.5 years, 10,000 members joined the new party and took up. At this point of time, there's the question, why didn't this develop around the PDS? The PDS was also at that point of time a party with a strong base in the east of Germany, the ex-Stalinist state party, but with the socialist, so-called socialist program. But the whole appearance of the PDS was that they spoke about socialism on the Sundays, and then on Monday to Friday they explained to the workers that it would be socialism to do the cuts on the council levels, they never broke with the idea of the Stalinism being socialist. So this party, the PDS, at that point of time was in decline. they lost their members in the national parliament. They only got they went back to two members in the national parliament in the election in 2002, and it was not attractive for this new layer of people getting active against those attacks of the Schröder government. Or in the words of the of Klaus Ernst, he was one of the main leaders of the WASG at this point of time. He said it in good German, and I translated it, so it might be not that well in English, but I reject collaboration with the PDS. The PDS is part of two federal state governments which are involved in cuts in social spending. So there was quite a decision to form something new, and there was the mood to build something new to defend workers, unemployed, youth in their interests. So this got quite a big momentum, but with the breakdown of the Schröder government in 2005, Lafontaine appeared back on the political arena. Lafontaine was the leader of the Social Democracy until 1999. He was the finance minister, the first finance minister of Schröder, and he resigned in 1999 because the big companies were not really satisfied with his policy. The Sun, the British Sun, called him the most dangerous man in Europe, but he wasn't really that dangerous. I mean, what he did, he was threatening some insurance companies with higher taxes. This was the thing which was in discussion at this point of time, and the capital of the bourgeois, really, they made a big campaign against him. He resigned. He declared himself to be only a private person anymore and not a political person anymore. This was his record then for this point of time. But in 2005, with the dynamic of the WSG developing, he came back to the arena, and with this national elections in 2005, he said, I will stand for this election, but only if the WSG and the PDS will work together. And this was the start of a fusion process of those two parties, which then developed. In this way, Lafontaine helped to bring up more the right-wing apparatus, the whole weight of the old leadership of the PDS, which was connected, as I quoted to Klaus Ernst, to the governments in two federal states, in Berlin at that time and in Mecklenburg-Vorpommern in north of East Germany. They brought in the apparatus, and with this, Lafontaine helped to more bring the whole dynamic of the WSG under the control of this right-wing apparatus, to strengthen also the new developing leadership, these middle rank layers of the unions in the WSG. He helped to stabilize them, and this was a big blow against the dynamic of the WSG. But on the other side, Lafontaine was seen in the German working class as one who was when he stepped back in 1999, I just make jokes about it, but for a wider wider layer in the working class, he was not prepared to go the way of Schröder. He resigned than to take part in this. He was seen as a standing for the old social democracy, like in the 70s, for reforms in the interest of workers and not in the terms of reforms as it's used today for neoliberal reforms. So he, on the one side, he helped to shift the new party more to the right and to orientate towards the fusion with the PDS, but on the other side, it helped the party enormously to reach deeper into the working class, to reach more people and attract more people and to get more attention to the whole development. So what kind of people were involved in this, in the formation of this new party? On the top, and the leadership was mainly the middle-rank union leaders, but some of them also had quite a record of standing against the subordination of the unions under the social democracy. They stood for a break with the social democracy, But they used all their old bureaucratic methods they were used to from the union also inside WSG. But it brought also together the whole number of activists from this movement, from the Monday demonstrations. But the Monday demonstrations were more based in the east of Germany. The WSG developed more in the west of Germany. So this was just one emphasis. Then active layers of unions, of social movements in west of Germany, and brought them together. There were a lot of people starting with a quite a lower level of understanding, as we would say, they're not being socialists, but just to struggle for their interests. And you could see the contradictions, especially in Berlin. In 2006, there were the federal state elections in Berlin, and the PS, and even today Die Linke, is part of the government together with the Social Democracy. They're the junior partner of the Social Democracy. And in Berlin, up to 2006, they implemented a lot of cuts. They sold 100,000 public flats, privatized them. They covered the privatization of the water company in Berlin. They introduced fees for the school students to pay 100 euro per year for school books. It was introduced under this red coalition, as it's called in Germany. With this record, we as a part of the WSG in Berlin, we said we will stand. The fusion was in 2007, so there were those two separate parties, the WSG and the PDS. We argued to stand independent as the WSG in Berlin against this policy to defend the interests of workers and youth in Berlin. Then you could see the development of those people involved in the process, because in the first steps they made, those unexperienced new layers struggling there, they used the terms and phraseology, the phrases of La Fontaine. When he spoke about reformism or reforms in our interest, it was they took it up, and they sometimes La Fontaine was sounded to be more on the left than those new people were in the new party. They were just we're not speaking about socialism breaking with capitalism, but so in the beginning we were more a minority in the WSG. And we were arguing for the case of socialism and so on, but we were a minority, and many of the new members looked with sympathy, but with quite distant to socialists. Mm. But in the development of the event, it was clear that their reformism, if we want to call it like this, was completely different from the reformism of La Fontaine. When he spoke of reformism or reforms, he thought about a way how to organize capitalism in a better way for all people. Politics for All. This is a title of one of his books, Politics for All. This was his idea. The idea of reforms, of those people entering the party, entering the WSG, was we will struggle for reforms. We won't accept privatizations. We won't accept those cuts on spending for youth, for social things. And so, in the run-up of the election in Berlin, we see those two trends inside the WSG really clashing, where we could offer our ideas. And in the end, in 2006, we stood together with those new layers in the WSG against the PDS and against all the pressure of the leadership of La Fontaine. He himself came to Berlin to convince the party not to stand independently. We stood against all this pressure and stood independently. Lucy Redler, a comrade of the SLV, was the number one on the slate for this federal state election. And we got a lot of media coverage and had the chance really to organize a debate on a national level about the program, the practice of this new formation. To clarify the discussions of on governmental participation and so on. So this was how it developed and what trends were involved. But given the weakness of the other left forces nationally, we had the chance to really increase the debate, but we were not successful in the end. to really clarify those ideas before the fusion with the PDS could take place, before the Die Linke, the left party as it's now called, was formed in 2007, and there are a lot of weaknesses so still today in the new formed party. So we've got in the leadership of the Linke today two major trends. One wing of the leadership are the old PDS leaders, coming from a Stalinist tradition, really prepared to use all the positions they can get, in fact to run capitalism in a better way, to accept coalitions with social democracy, to do lesser evilism on council level, on federal state level, but subordinating everything to the whole party, to this idea to orientate towards the parliament and to take part in government. The second wing, more on the left of this, is the wing around La Fontaine and inside the left party. He's more on the left, but he knows more about the importance of union struggles, about building roots in the unions, for example, or in social movements, to have a bigger influence in German policies. But also his wing, and he personally, links the whole party process towards the parliament and towards the question of taking part in coalitions with the social democracy. And these are the main wings. Except us, there is not really a struggling, campaigning left wing inside the left party, and this puts a lot of question marks for the future development of the left. I stress now a lot of critical points. I just also want to emphasize what shift to the left in the German society or the debates in Germany, the existence and the development of the left party brought with itself. There was an enormous pressure from the development of the left party on the SPD, but also on other parties to change their rhetoric, but also to make at least smaller improvements, for example, on the Hartz-IV laws, the laws against the unemployed. There's a whole debate now about the minimum wage, which does not exist in Germany so far, which also the other parties had to take up now. There is a debate about the German troops in Afghanistan through the existence of the left party. This would not have taken if the left party would not have taken it up. There is still the debate about the age to retire, where the last government, the conservatives and the social democracy together, increased the age to retire to 67, from 65 to 67. It's still in discussion because the left party still keeps on raising this issue and struggling against it. So we have an enormous effect of the left party. Another thing is that so far, if you look at Germany, the far right parties, they could not really gain ground. There is this enormous anger. There is really higher unemployment in the east of Germany. Where the fascists also try to build their forces. But so far, the left is the left party, Die Linke, is the main party to speak out what all the other parties refuse, to speak against all the neoliberal policies of all other parties, and to show opposition in the parliament and in some way in social movements. So we have these two sides. With the latest developments around in the last year after the crisis started and hit Germany, this is a little bit more complicated. Before the crisis started, for example, La Fontaine raised the idea of the right to have a general strike in Germany. In Germany, the situation is that you don't have the right, the law is against it. You don't have the right for a general strike. So he argued for the right to have a general strike. In workers' struggles against factory closures, he argued in favor of measures of workers' control in such cases. So he raised such ideas. This was really lowered in the last year. The left party dropped was more hiding the ideas of nationalization. It pushed forward what the union leadership proposed, to have workers owing shares of their own company, but as a rule, not more than 50%, but to have more just shares in the company, to have something to say in the company. But it was complicated how the left party acted in the last year on such questions. But still then, now in the run-up of the national election, they had good slogans against the troops in Afghanistan. They argued for nationalization, at least of all banks, not the companies, but banks, as a result of the crisis, and could also build on those better slogans in the election campaign now. So with this contradictory development, we've got also contradictory moods in different parts of the working class in Germany towards the left party. In general, workers becoming active, young people, students, school students become active, they look with sympathy to the left party, but it's quite with a distance. And this is not easy to generalize. You've got layers in the west of Germany, which still, as the result of all the propaganda of the Cold War, but also as the result of the dictatorship under Stalinism, which look very hostile to the tradition of the PDS and now of the left party. We have in the east of Germany also this very mixed balance sheet of Stalinism, where in general you could say the level of understanding is higher, people having, the workers have experienced two systems, first Stalinism, now capitalism, and a lot of draw the conclusions that at least the whole system of social security, no unemployment and so on, was better. So for a layer, this is they have more positive relations for what is called socialism, but others have had the experience of the suppression under Stalinism, and have also their distance to this tradition. And if the as so far the left party leadership is not clearly distancing itself to Stalinism and explaining what they mean with socialism, is still a problem. Or as I spoke before about the PDS, is still today they do damage to the word socialism until today if they declare social cuts on council levels or federal state level to be socialist, or if they still argue for that the real existing socialism, what they call the GDR and so on, would have been socialism. So you've got many different conclusions in different parts of workers and youth, and you've got the situation now that they are moving to the right with this government participation. I spoke about the coalition in Brandenburg in the beginning. One big issue there is, for example, that they now also plan with this coalition to cut 10,000 jobs in the public sector in Brandenburg in the next 8 years, 5,000 in the next 4 years, then 10,000 in the next 10 years. This is part of their coalition treaty to bring down that there are 50,000 jobs in the public sector of the federal state, and they cut every fifth job there. This is what they plan to do, or as I mentioned, the students. So this is a very mixed situation, and we've got to be dealing with that very flexible, how to approach people. For example, in the run-up of the election in Berlin, I mentioned in 2006, 1 week before the election, was the hospital workers in Berlin took strike action, ran on strike against the so-called Red Red Senate. Out of this struggle, the leading shop steward of this struggle, he joined the SAV, and we were able to get a certain base. We are now last year workers in Berlin in the public sector went again on strike they are paid 10% lower than the other workers in all other federal states. So they went on strike against this red Senate. So we've got to find ways how to defend the idea of to build a new workers' party where the left party is so far the only step in this direction, and there is no perspective immediately, at least, that another force could develop next left on the left of the left party. So we just explained how we think the struggle inside the left party and for the left party to become to develop in the direction of a new workers' party, how it should be. But we also have got to offer our political program, our organization, to those workers, and be flexible in how we can deal with the things. So there are, I think, now at the moment, four major debates inside the left party we stress and we campaign for, to where we think, the SAV thinks, that the future of the left party will be decided. I mean, there's it's a question of governmental participation. It's a question of the relation between the left party and the unions or the class struggle, and especially towards the union leadership. It's the whole question of socialism, and it's the question of democracy within this party. I didn't mention this so far, and I don't have the time to explain it very detailed, but the whole way the leadership runs the party, it's a very top-down approach. The latest disputes, the latest problems were in the last year, as they didn't allow us, as the SAV in the East, to really join the party. We, 1 year ago, Luzi, as our most well-known comrade in Germany, and we others in the East of Germany and in Berlin, we we wanted to join the left party, and the leadership just refused to take up, to allow the leading comrades of us to be members of the left party. It took a year over all the party courts, and every party court had other reasons not to allow us in, but in the end, we five of us were rejected, not to not be allowed in because of our stance. In the end, it was the question of standing against the PDS in Berlin in 2006. So we still struggle on that, to have the right to struggle for socialist ideas, for fighting spirit inside the left party. We entered, the five of us who are not so far accepted as members, entered the left party 3 days ago, and we've got the second attempt now, and we raised these issues again, but it just gives you an idea of how they try to push us out, and what they think of democracy and bringing all lefts together, which they claim how this works. The question of governmental participation is a big issue. As I mentioned, now in Brandenburg, in other federal states, it is possible that there are majorities with together with the Social Democracy, or together with the Social Democracy and the Greens. So far, the SPD refused to build it up, build such coalitions also in the west of Germany, but there's a possibility. And we have a lot of hopes that in the developing of the class struggle, there will be a new layer of workers and youth becoming active, getting involved in the left party. And in general, this will help us a lot in the future for this debate. But in if we look on perspectives of that, if the national government now, built since the elections in September, built out of the conservatives and the liberals, if they attack the workers, the whole idea of having a left government can really get more ground. There could be more support for lesser evilism, and including the left party to be like a corrective in this government. So we will have got to stand against these trends and to argue our case in the interest of the workers in the left party against all these debates. Of course, we are in favor of taking power of the working class. We are in favor of taking over governments, but then it should be workers' governments and no governments together with pro-capitalist parties where the left party gives them just a blanco check. How do you say it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
to implement cuts and so on. So we propose to have in all those parliaments just decisions where the left party should look at each decision for itself. Is it in the interest of workers and youth, or is it against our interest to reject it? The second question I mentioned is the question of class struggle and union bureaucracy. The whole thing is that new workers' party can't just orientate towards parliament. In effect, this has got to be subordinated towards workers' struggles, movement of the working class. This is quite the opposite the leadership does now. And the leadership of the left party, also just looking on the unions, looks on the union leadership and accepts their policy. So we are struggling inside the left party to break with that, to orientate to worker struggle and to confront the union bureaucracy wherever this is needed. The whole question of socialism is what we argue for. I don't have time to go into details, but it's obvious that in this time of capitalist crisis, the question of socialism is not just something for the future, it's a question of daily struggle. How can you defend workers' interests if you have no idea that there's an alternative towards this profit-driven society? Yet workers and activists need those ideas on a daily basis, and we've got to offer it, and the left party should argue for it. So these are just some points where we are in confrontation with the leadership of the left party, where we try to involve others, but where we so far have, with a little bit of a lull in the class struggle, there's not so much going on. More difficulties now, which we are optimistic to overcome in the future, to have further successes in building the left party in the direction of a new workers' party, or to be a point of attraction inside the left party for those who want to go in this direction to struggle to overthrow all the capitalism. Of course, in the new workers' party, with the socialist program would not be the end of the story. We are arguing to build the SAV, we are arguing for a Marxist mass party, but with those struggles we lead inside the left party, I think it's obvious that it would be a big success to have a broader opportunity for workers to become active, to be involved in struggle debates, and where we, what we in general struggle for to develop things in Germany.